Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you all very much for coming tonight. My name is Chattamai Devi Dasi, and I am your servant this evening. We will be discussing from the beautiful Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita means the song of God. So this is a conversation between a soldier on the battlefield and his chariot driver. Talk about stressful situations. In the middle of a battlefield, and the soldier is entering with his chariot, and he sees in the opposing army, as they move closer, he sees relatives. He sees people that have taught him as masters. Thank you. And seeing these people out of love and respect, he says, I'm being asked to kill these people? This doesn't make any sense. All these people have done to me, all that they mean to me, I have to be part of the process of killing them? This doesn't make any sense. So that begins the conversation between Arjuna, the soldier, and his chariot driver, who happens to be Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And God loves his parts and parcels. That's us. We're all parts and parcels. He loves his children so much that he makes special arrangements for us to get the message of his concern for us and his wanting to be in a nice relationship with us. So here he's actually becoming the chariot driver, in other words, the servant of the soldier. So there's a beautiful conversation, and we're going to take it from the middle of that conversation. This is chapter 6. It's called Dhyan Yoga. Dhyan Yoga is one of the processes recommended in Ashtanga Yoga. 8 steps. Dhyan Yoga is the 6th step, and it has to do with meditation. What do we meditate on? And the word yoga, yoga is popularized nowadays as meaning being able to put yourself into a pretzel or stand on your head. But actually, yoga has to do with intention of your body and your mind and your soul. And the intention of yoga is unity. So this chapter very nicely describes the conversation. Through the conversation, describes the intention of yoga and what it was originally meant to be. There are so many yogis who are getting themselves in nice physical shape, but they don't really know what to do with that great health that they have. If they would just read this chapter, they would discover a very ancient truth, not something that you or I have invented. So this text 41 that we'll be reading today is the answer to a question that Arjuna puts to Krishna. They're discussing how difficult it is to control one's mind. And in a previous verse in this chapter, Arjuna asks Krishna, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist? A transcendentalist is someone who's trying to remove themselves from the situation of birth, disease, old age, and death. We all have problems. That is clear. But the biggest problem that we have in this life is that we are born, we get sick, we grow old, and we die. Everyone across the board who has a human body has that dilemma. So a transcendentalist is someone who's trying to figure out a solution for that. So Arjuna says, what is the destination of the unsuccessful transcendentalist who in the beginning takes to the process of self-realization with faith, but who later desists due to worldly-mindedness? Worldly-mindedness. And thus does not attain perfection in mysticism. Perfection in mysticism means understanding one's relationship with Krishna, with the divine, and therefore, through that rehabilitation, you're able to pull yourself out of this situation of more birth, disease, old age, and death. But what happens if you try it and you're not successful? So today's verse is an answer to that question. So this is God, this is Krishna speaking. Text 41. I'll read the Sanskrit. Prapya punya kritam lokan utsiva sasvati samaha suchinam shrimatam gehe yoga bratso bijayate. And this has been very nicely translated by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He is sitting here with us in his murti form. The translation, the unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. Again, the unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. So for each one of these translations, Srila Prabhupada gives a wonderful purport to help us understand what was being discussed. So Srila Prabhupada writes, the unsuccessful yogis are divided into two classes. One is fallen after very little progress, and one is fallen after a long practice of yoga. The yogi who falls after a short period of practice goes to the higher planets, where pious living entities are allowed to enter. After prolonged life there, one is sent back again to this planet to take birth in the family of a righteous Brahmana, Vaishnav, or of aristocratic merchants. Brahmanas, which is mentioned in this, is the highest, how do you say, of the four different varnas or occupational divisions of humanity. In other words, everybody has a propensity. The most developed class is that of the Brahmana. And the Brahmanas are those who are seekers of knowledge and wisdom, and they spend a lot of time researching. Basically, they research ancient Vedic knowledge, and they immediately share that with everyone who would like to know. They also conduct worship, and they teach others to worship, and they receive gifts in charity, and they share the charity. So basically, they are distributors of all the good things that we need. That is a Brahmana. So to be born in the family of a Brahmana is an amazing and auspicious opportunity. So that is one. That is one opportunity. And the other one mentioned is a family of rich aristocracy. Rich aristocracy would mean a family that is materially well-to-do. For instance, a person who doesn't have to worry about whether they're going to have a car or whether there's going to be good food on the table. They'll have good health care. This is on the planet nowadays, that's rich aristocracy, because we're finding that less and less people have those advantages. So Srila Prabhupada continues in this purport. The real purpose of yoga practice is to achieve the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, as explained in the last verse of this chapter. But those who do not persevere to such an extent and who fail because of material allurements are allowed by the grace of the Lord to make full utilization of their material propensities. After that, they are given opportunities to live prosperous lives in righteous or aristocratic families. Those who are born in such families may take advantage of the facilities and try to elevate themselves in full Krishna consciousness. So Krishna is assuming that Arjuna subscribes to the idea that there is rebirth after death. There are many who don't subscribe to that, but the Vedic view is very clear that after this life, there will be continuing through the cycle of birth and death, unless one is able to find that solution. So to be born into a situation where you have an advantage and you can make use of the facilities, as he's describing here, is a wonderful opportunity. The point of this verse is that Krishna doesn't let anybody fall on their head. If you try your yoga practice, your hatha yoga practice, your jnana yoga practice, and here what we do is called bhakti yoga. If you are trying and sincere, and still we don't quite reach the level of full immersion, full faith, full facility in bhakti yoga, Krishna doesn't just discard us and say, well, they're just not top class. Krishna loves all his children, and he will provide some kind of safety net for each and every one of us who are trying. That's the really good news that this verse is explaining. God is love. There is some arrangement for justice. There is karmic justice. But even in the worst case scenario, there's that verse that says, even the most abominable sinner, if he is rightly situated, will not be discarded. Because Krishna wants us all to succeed. He's our ever well wisher. He's standing there in the chariot with Arjuna. He wants him to succeed. And that's how he is with each one of us. He wants us to succeed, even if the situation is that in one lifetime we can't develop spiritually enough. Krishna will make arrangements. Sorry. A little bit higher. Thank you. He will make arrangements for a opportunity for us to resume in our next life our yogic practice. So you can see that yoga isn't something that you can always do in one lifetime. It might take several. I think it was Srila Prabhupada who described that it often takes 1 to 3 lifetimes to come to the stage of pure devotional service. So if we can allow ourselves, if you can allow yourself the secure mind to know that Krishna is taking care of things, and if I just put forth the effort, Krishna will arrange for us to develop to our utmost. And when we have reached our capacity, then Krishna will decide whether we need more purification, more rehabilitation, or are we ready to go and be with him in Goloka Vrindavan. So it's very reassuring, these verses. Very reassuring. This is our insurance policy. There's so many wonderful verses. There's also 922. Let me see if I can find that for you. Those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. That's great news. They say devotional service is like 2 wings of a bird. It needs both to fly. The first wing is our self-effort. We do what we can to reunite ourselves with Krishna in yoga. The other wing is mercy. Krishna is ready to give us some mercy if we're open to it, if we try to stay in touch. That is the essence of yoga, is staying in touch. The world around us is trying to distract and give us other things that are more important. You don't need to do your chanting today, or you don't need to read Shastra today. You can go on Google and find something else more interesting. This is the subtle battle that's going on. This is where we become Arjuna. And if we cut off our connection, our yoga with Krishna, then, well, we're distracted and we could be attached to something else. Krishna will look at your consciousness at the time of your death and see if you're attached to him. If you're attached to something else, because Krishna is so kind and he's such a gentleman, Krishna will say, well, all right, you really wanted to have that and you didn't get it this lifetime? All right, well, you can come around again. Have another lifetime. Have that fancy house you always wanted, or that high position, or all that material opulence. You can come around again. But this time I'll put you in a situation where it comes easily. And then you will see through your experience that these things are just not that important. The most important thing is the yoga, the unity of ourself and Krishna. So I'll read the verse again. The unsuccessful yogi, after many, many years of enjoyment on the planets of the pious living entities, is born into a family of righteous people or into a family of rich aristocracy. At this time, I welcome your comments or questions, corrections. Hey, Paul. Oh, yes.
Did you read the verse that says, or he takes birth in a family of transcendentalists, which is surely great wisdom, such a birth is very rare in this world? Did you read that?
Thank you. That's the next one. Oh, yeah. We'll leave that for the next lecture, next Wednesday.
The Papa says if the mother is a devotee, then the child will become a devotee also.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Wonderful news for us mothers. There's hope. Yes, every mother who is, every Krishna conscious mother wants their child to become a devotee. Otherwise, there's so much suffering, so much hassle. Eventually, the path of devotion is open to everyone. But we have to choose it. So that is, otherwise there's no meaning to independency. Krishna gives us all that free will to choose what we want to do. And some are going to choose Krishna and some are going to choose other things. But the more, if you can just spend time, for instance, reading his words, or spending time with devotees, that will impress upon the mind how really exceptional this process is. There are other things that are amazing and wonderful, but this is, spiritual life is extraordinary because it deals with eternity. Everything else is temporary. The transcendentalist wants to know what is going to last. The transcendentalist is like a good banker. What should I invest in? Yes.
For the soul, there is no dormant state where it's not engaged in any activities.
Yes.
What is the dormant stage?
Oh, what is the timing? Yeah. That's a subtle science that I don't have enough knowledge of. My understanding is that it says in this verse, one will go to the heavenly planets. If you've done some bhakti yoga practice, there will be a relocation of the soul to the heavenly planets. For enjoyment, for instance, if one dies with a great desire for sense gratification. It's a very subtle thing, completely detached. We all have desires, actually. And so how to surmount them? So what is the timing on that? Whether it's 4 days or 4,000 years, I don't know. But we can rely on Krishna, since he is the absolute cause of all causes and understands what's best for us. Whatever he gives us is going to be what we need. So that's a comfort too, if we need to have 4,000 years on the chain gang. I don't know. Maybe that's what we need. But at the end of those 4,000 years, there's no more doubts in your mind. Krishna is it. No more doubts. No more doubts. That's what this human life is, getting rid of these doubts. We're here because we doubted that Krishna was that great. We think something else is greater. Like Niranjan Swami said in that wonderful talk, he says, Krishna's right there. He's standing in front of us. He's so amazing. But we're looking at something else. So keep your eye. Yes. Ask me later. Thank you for your kind attention. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Dashadyade Satarine Bayayo Jaya Gorachande Aroti Koshoba Ki Bayayo Jaya Gorachande Aroti Koshoba Jana vita da vane jagan manalo vanda daki nanita icha va me ga da 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 ki nanita icha ni ga te abe da shi Vasa chatra dara nidate Boshi ache goracha rana simasane Boshi O aroti gore nam brahma adideva gane aroti gore nam brahma adideva nara ari ari gori Chamara dulaya nara Sanjaya mukunda vashi Goshati gaya Sanjaya Sangha Bhaje Ganta Bhaje Bhaje Karatala Sangha Madhurya Mirtanga Bhaje Paramarasa lama O sangha bhaje, kanta bhaje Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaje Sangha Bhaje, Ganta Bhaje Madhur, Madhur, Madhur Bhaje Sangha Bhaje, Ganta Bhaje Madhur, Madhur, Madhur Bhaje Oh, madhur, 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 bhaje, madhur, madhur, Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo. Nittai Gaura Nittai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nittai Gaura Haribo, Nittai Gaura Haribo, Bahun Koti Chandra Chini Vadana Ushvala Bahu kala desse lanamala kore janamala Shiva Shuka Narada Preme Gada Gada Shiva Bhakta Divino Radheke Gorara Sampandamba Kipaya Yontaya Gora Chande Aroti Koshoba Kipaya Yontaya Kipaya yo daya gora chande arati ko shoba kipaya yo daya jana vita davane Jagamana loba Gorangera roti koshoba Jagajanamana loba Janamana loba gorande Nitai gora haribo 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 nitai gora haribo Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo, Nitai Gora Haribo, Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Abheda Garadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Venda Shri Tanya Nityananda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Abheda Garadara Shivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Shri Krishna Baita Garatara Shiva Sariko Rabaka Venda Daya Shri Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Oh Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Oh, Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga Jaya. Oh, Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga. Oh, Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga Jaya. Nitai Goranga Jaya. Oh, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Haribol. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Oh, Nitai Goranga Bolo, Nitai Goranga. Nitai Goranga Jaya, Nitai Goranga. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram 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 Oh Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Goranita, Jaya Goranita, Goranita, Jaya Goranita. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Baladeva Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jaya. Jaya Jagannatha, Jagannatha, Baladeva Jaya Subhadra, Jaya. Jaya Radha Gopi Vallabha, Radha Gopi Vallabha, Radha Gopi Vallabha, Jaya Radha Gopi Vallabha. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. Nitai Gora Haribo. Haribo, Haribo, Nitai Gora Haribo, Nitai Gora Haribo, Nitai Gora Haribo.
Jashvara Paramahamsa Parivjaga Chaya Asatar Satya Shri Shimad His Van Grace A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Raja Prabhupada Ki
Namaste Narasim Gaya.
Namaste
Narasim Gaya.
Namaste
Narasim Gaya. Dala, dala, dadaine. Prahlada Lanandaine. Hiranyakashipu Vashaha. Hiranyakashipu Vashaha. Ishilatam Kamna Kalaye. Ito Nishingo Bharato Nishingo. Ito Ito Nishingo Bharato Nishingo. Yato Yato Yamitato Nishingo. To Yamitato. Yato Yato Yamitato Nishingo. Vahe Nishingo Vidaye Nishingo. Vahe Nishingo Vidaye Nishingo. Vahe Nishingo Vidaye Nishingo. Narasimha Madim Sharanam Prapade. Narasimha Madim Saranam Prapade. Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Abhuta Shinga Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanuve. O Keshavadita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. O Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jagadisha Hare, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Nishinghadev, Jaya Nishinghadev, Jaya Nishinghadev, Jaya Nishinghadev. Jaya Bhakta Prahlad, Jaya Bhakta Prahlad, Jaya Bhakta Prahlad, Jaya Bhakta Prahlad. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Haribo. Haribo, 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 Nitai Gora Haribo. Krishna Dev Bhagavan Ki Jai, Bhakti Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo.